Even as the young Afghan man was dying before them, his American jailers continued to torment him. That's how a report begins in today's New York Times on the deaths of two Afghan prisoners in Bagram, Afghanistan in late 2002. The story is based on a confidential 2,000-page report on the Army's investigation of the men's deaths, a report that is the basis for bringing criminal charges against seven American soldiers in the detainees' deaths, which the military had initially said were the result of, quote, natural causes. New York Times reporter Tim Golden wrote the story and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just briefly, this prison is called the Bagram Collection Point. Who's locked up there?
The prison is kind of a clearinghouse for the war on terror. It generally houses about 40 to maybe 80 prisoners who are captured mostly in Afghanistan, but also in some cases prisoners who have been captured quite far away and brought to Afghanistan by the CIA.
Now, this Army report, as you describe it, suggests that the abuse at Bagram was routine, that the guards meted out harsh treatment not just to extract information, but to punish the detainees, even out of sheer cruelty. Is this how you read that report?
Well, I think it's very evident from the report. You have a couple of groups of soldiers, both interrogators and military police guards at the prison, at the detention center, who were very poorly trained for their jobs. And during a period in late 2002, when the rules on prisoner treatment were particularly unclear, they were striking prisoners, they were beating them in some cases, in order to make them comply with rules like not talking in the prison.
It is hard to read or hear this in the morning, but could you, though, give us one example?
There were cases in which a woman interrogator kicked detainees, screamed at them, questioned their manhood. People were threatened with rape. You had a case of one detainee who was forced to roll back and forth, kissing the boots of two interrogators as he went. You had people forced to pick bottle caps out of the latrine can as a way to humiliate them and hopefully make them more susceptible to questioning.
This isn't the first time there have been allegations of abuse at Bagram.
No, the allegations really go back to soon after the start of Operation Enduring Freedom, when the United States set up the base at Bagram and the prison that's on the base became the main American prison in Afghanistan by May of 2002. There does, however, seem to have been a high water mark in late 2002, and there were declining reports of abuses at the Bagram prison after the two deaths that we reported on.
In your story, you say the military initially played down the facts surrounding the men's deaths, that they died of natural causes in most cases. What is the military saying now?
The military hasn't really come back and addressed the Bagram situation in a global way, but a series of reports have acknowledged that important abuses happened there. And I think the facts in the file that was compiled by Army criminal investigators speak for themselves. It's very graphic stories of abuse by dozens of soldiers and officers who spoke in sworn statements and are one of the most powerful testimonies in terms of what happened in foreign countries and in American prisons after 9/11.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
New York Times reporter Tim Golden, who wrote today's story about deaths at the Bagram Detention Center in Afghanistan. This is NPR News.